Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to ACC News, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing and interesting individuals from the world of business, industry, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and many more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the most inspiring people who create the magic behind the scenes that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to live their experience and journeys through the words of the ones that actually made it possible. Live worldwide. This is ACC Global News.
Greetings to everyone from around the globe. I welcome you back to another wonderful segment here with ACC Global News. And again, we are welcoming all listeners from North and South America and also from overseas. I am your host, Matthew Connor. And again, I am very happy and also very grateful to be with all of you here today. Now, today ACC News brings to you really a very special segment on the topic of addiction and relapse. And we have with us our wonderful guest, transformational wellness and addiction coach, Debbie Musillo. And she is a founder of Organic Insight. And to anyone tuning in today that knows anyone or even themselves are suffering from addiction, or perhaps knows a person that has gone into relapse during their battle with addiction, please grab a seat and get very comfortable, because our special guest today, Debbie Musillo, may possibly give you information that may change your life forever. It is now Thursday, the 22nd of June, and I would like to remind everyone tuning in today, especially the people that do live overseas, if you do miss any portion of our segment today with Debbie, it will be permanently archived on our Blog Talk Radio site. Please visit us at blogtalkradio.com/ACC Global Media. And also, if you're a big part of social media, and just about all of us are now these days, we are also on Facebook, and you can listen to the show live from there as well. Please visit us at facebook.com/ACC Global Media. And we're also part of the worldwide Twitter. Please visit us at twitter.com/ACC Global Media. And you can really enjoy our shows at any time of the day. Now, the journey of life, again, it's one of highs, lows, ups and downs, and everything in between. We take the good with the bad, and we really realize that every minute, every outcome, it grants an opportunity for us to learn. Working with Debbie Musillo of Organic Insight, you can experience a life-changing and really a mind-enhancing adventure towards personal development. And Debbie brings a wealth of personal experience and professional training into every session and workshop that she conducts. She herself, she is a wife, she is a mother of five that has gone through a great deal of situation, especially dealing with addiction within her own family. And Debbie herself also underwent an extremely traumatic near-death experience that left her in a temporary coma. But Debbie never loses sight of what's important to her. She remains focused and realizes that miracles happen every single day. To our audience today, I am very honored to present to you transformational in wellness and also addiction coach, founder of Organic Insight, Miss Debbie Musillo. How are you doing on this beautiful day, Debbie?
Hi, Matthew. I'm doing great.
Thank you for having me.
Well, we're very happy to have you. Just so that we can have the audience learn a little bit about yourself, can you please share with them who exactly is Debbie Musimo? And also please share with the audience your personal journey as a parent dealing with addiction and relapse within your own family.
I work in the, I think you mentioned, with my children. I have four of my own children and one stepchild. So working with the three principles on the understanding how the mind works. So this has brought me in the last 4 years to amazing places to see what was going on, what I've gone through in the last years. With I have two sons, Matthew, that my personal journey has been very hard going, seeing what they've gone through with addiction for probably over 20 years. So my boys are adults going through addiction now. Yeah. And, you know, I looked so many places to try to find answers and for things to make sense. You know, I went to Al-Anon. You know, I tried to be supportive. I thought, am I trying to do too much? Am I enabling them? You know, so I went through a lot of guilt and saw my health really deteriorating because I was in and out of such a dark place and that. So my personal journey of seeing this in the last, I would say probably 5 years, I've seen it. There was a 360. I've seen it completely different. So that's what I want to share with people is that I saw that the circumstances of what's going on with them, because it seemed like with having two boys, and they were just a little over a year apart, that one would be an addiction, and then the other one would be, you know, they would kind of take turns in their addiction. So, yeah and that's, you know, and going through relapse. So you think they're doing good, they're back to work. And then I'm thinking, okay, my life's doing good, and I can go forward, and I'm happy. And then one of them would relapse again. And that would bring me back to feeling, to feeling like there's something I needed to do. And my happiness is gone now because they're not happy. So I felt like I could only be happy. Yeah. Yeah.
And that actually must have been very difficult with one, you know, doing better and the other going into relapse. It really probably kept you in a dark place for a long time considering, you know, the whole process of them switching up that way.
Yes, it did. And, you know, something happened, Matthew, and I would say it's probably been about 5 years ago. It was just like within a nanosecond, and it's hard to put it into words. But I saw that their circumstance and what they were going through had nothing to do with my happiness. And once I saw that, it was hard to explain it. It didn't mean that I still didn't get into, you know, if one of them were starting to relapse, of course, you know, my natural emotions and feelings were to, you know, I went through sadness and I went through, you know, all of that. But I also came out the other side of it seeing it so much faster.
Yeah.
So, you know, seeing that circumstances do not create our happiness.
Absolutely. And as a matter of fact, if you did base your happiness on that, it would have really kept you in a dark place probably for the rest of your life. And it's unfortunate because so many people actually get stuck in that dark place for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, they do. And, you know, I would put myself into my art. You know, I threw pottery and taught art. So, but when it came to that part, you know, with what my sons were going through, I really had a hard time, you know, being able to deal with it. And I looked for answers, and they weren't out there.
So discussing the topic of addiction and relapse, before anything, can you please share with the audience, do you feel that anyone out there is capable of falling into addiction?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I really feel that we're all, how I see it now, is that we're all in and out of addiction. And we're always looking for something, Matthew, outside of ourselves to make us feel better. And, you know, at times it could be shopping. And, you know, and other times, you know, we're a victim of thought. So sometimes we get anxiety, and that anxiety causes thoughts that, you know, I will feel better if maybe I order something off a QVC or whatever it is, or I would feel better if I went onto social media and let everybody know what's going on in my life or checked out everybody's life. It doesn't matter what it is. Gaming is big. So we all have certain food. We all have certain addictions. Absolutely.
And it's strange that, you know, all of us do have these personal addictions and we don't even really think about it. I guess it's something natural in all human beings that, as you explained, to have something outside of ourselves to really cling to for happiness.
Yeah, it is.
You mentioned the social media as well, and that was very interesting because there are so many people that are now addicted to that, so it's strange how the human brain actually works, you know, now that you do mention that. I just had to say that. What I would like to ask, because we were also discussing relapse, why do you feel so many addicts seem to relapse after going long periods of time with success?
You know, what I've seen is all I can share with other people is what I've seen, and I've seen a lot. And with my sons, for instance, my one son was doing well, and the work that I do on three principles, he went to a place in Florida that teaches this, and he understand it. He came back, and it's a three principle based program. And he came back, and he was he understood all of it. He was doing well. He did really well in his job. He had a company car, and, you know, just I was so happy for him. But what happened is, you know, I don't know if there's a little bit of ego that came in that said, I'm okay, and I deserve to his is drinking. You know, it was drugs and that before, but I deserve this, and I'll be okay. So I think there's this part of your mind that tricks you into that you'll be okay. And before you know it, you know, you've kind of lost it because you're looking for that feeling of, so when stressors came in, he was doing good, and stress came in of something between him and his wife or whatever, he just kind of this last time he lost it and started drinking, and he was actually on a probation. When he came back from Florida, so he messed up the probation. So this just was very fresh for me. So this just happened within a month ago, and he is in was in jail, and now he has been sentenced for 12 to 15 months. So he's going away. Yeah, and you know, it's hard, but I see it so differently now. Is that, you know, I used to put good and bad on something, and I was talking, you know, with somebody when I first heard it that he was going away, and I realized, you know, who am I to say that it's a bad thing? So when I finally did speak with him, you know, he's in a really good place where he's at, and he knows this work, and he's there, you know, and he says, you know, Mom, you're on the outside serving addiction because of you would only know it for what I've done and my brother, and I'm on the inside. And I'm going to help people inside, you know, the prison. So things happen, Matthew, and it's just the flow of life. It's only for our thinking that something's good or bad.
Yeah. And what would you say to the many parents out there that are experiencing what you just recently experienced within the past month or so? What would be the initial advice you would give to them?
Well, for me, and I still go through it. If, you know, one of them is doing good, and then I find out there's something going on, I've just now seen that there's nothing for me to do but to just kind of sit with it and settle into a place of, if there is something for me to do, I will know it. So having that wisdom come in and guide me, and to just kind of get calm and understand. So now I understand what's going on, that they have everything they need to rise above this. And we all have this innate well-being within us, that we have this resilience, you know, to come back from many things. And I've had many health issues, and I've seen that side of it. So I absolutely know that. So trusting that they have everything they need, they're not broken, they're not their addiction, that's the part that allows me to trust and let the process. They will see something on the other side of this, whatever they're going through, that pattern of addiction.
And is it important for them to know that you're still positive, that you're still in a strong state? Is it very important for the people going through addiction to know that their support is still there for them?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, you know, in love and encouragement, and I will tell you that years ago, I had a lot of anger when they would go through this addiction. And I went through a lot. It was a process. And what I've seen now is that the innocence of they're not seeing what's really going on. They're doing the best that they know. They're going back to bad habits. So being able to be calm and get clarity and to be an encouragement, not a discouragement, and to love them. And to love them unconditional. We all love our children unconditional, but for them to see that and feel that, because that is what brings them back to, I'm worthy, you know, I'm loved, and they're able to have that self-love and that self-value, because when they go through, you know, a process of coming back from a relapse, you know, they have a lot of shame and a lot of guilt. So the only thing that's going to bring that back is to see that they're loved no matter what.
And now that you bring up relapse, can you share with maybe some of the family members out there that know someone that is dealing with it, or even people dealing with it themselves, what are some of the physical signs that they may see before going into a full relapse? What should people look out for?
What I've seen is that my boys would be, like, when they were doing good and, you know, working and in a good place, it seemed like they were constantly in contact with me, whether it be a little text or whatever. And then I start to see them kind of fall off, or at a family meeting, they wouldn't show up, or a family get-together, they wouldn't show up, or if they did, they may be, like, not as present. You could almost feel that, you know, there's something there, you know, something going on. That's what I would see. So there would be a detachment from their family, from themselves, and then that would go into sometimes a depression.
And that's interesting. So sometimes they could perhaps even be present, but not really be there at the same time.
Yes.
So again, for everybody tuning in today, again, some of these signs may not be really big, but these are definitely things to look out for if you know someone who is in a battle with addiction. So if you could please share for the family members that already have had someone go into relapse, like you've dealt with, what are some of the personal feelings that they may experience after their loved one actually goes into this relapse? How do you feel when that actually happens, Debbie?
Well, you know, I go through a lot of things. Of course, I'm disappointed. I feel sad. You know, you just go through, you know, I think fear would be the first thing that happens to me, because is this going to be the time that...
I'm sorry, Debbie, you're breaking up
a little
bit. Yes,
can you hear me now?
Okay. Yeah.
I think
I think that fear is probably the number one thing, because I have all these thoughts that go through my head. Is this going to be, are they going to OD this time, or, you know, what's going to happen? And then I go through anger and, you know, sadness and kind of in a distress. So what I've seen now is that all of these feelings are normal. They're normal. And allowing myself to go through the emotions and not hold them back, I get to the other side faster. So I think that for me, you know, I get to a place faster now of seeing that it's okay. And I have no judgment on it if it's good or bad. And I'm able to just sit with it, kind of like I've, you know, I said about a snow globe. I see myself as first very kind of frazzled maybe at times, but then I just kind of allow that to settle. And from darkness and guilt and discouragement comes the other side. Then I start feeling, you know, hope and some trust, and that, you know, I know absolutely that they have everything that they need for their wisdom to kick in. So I think it's going through it and seeing the truth of what's really going on behind addiction and behind our mind.
When your son actually went into relapse, is there anything that you said specifically to your other son that was in this battle? Is there any way to kind of prepare anyone for something like this? Is there any way to kind of like avoid this?
Well, what I've seen is I've been studying these principles behind our mind, and there's a second place opening up for addiction in Florida. They're doing some wonderful work, and what I've seen with other people is things are changing and amazing. So I think understanding where our experience is coming from, Matthew, and how addiction works, and that would be the next segment that I would like to, you know, to talk about, are these three principles of mind, consciousness, and thought, and how it creates a reality from day to day. So I think that once you understand that and see that, you get in more insight into the bigger picture of how what we all go through.
And I know you have a lot of wonderful information there. So again, to everyone in the audience, please visit accglobalmedia.com to get that future show date with Debbie Musillo, because we'll definitely have her on again speaking about this further. Now, what I would like to ask Debbie, let's say, again, you're a parent, you're a family member, or let's say, you know, one of us ourselves are battling with addiction and we go into relapse. After it's already happened now and we realize it, some of us feel bad. You know, some family members, you know, again, may feel those feelings that you spoke about as far as fear and anger. What are the first steps to take after relapse has occurred?
Well, I think the first steps are just kind of like what I said, is to, once you understand, you know, what's going on in your feelings, you know, your thinking, your thoughts behind, say, anxiety. You know, anxiety, your thoughts trigger, you know, something in your body to have like anxious feelings. So once you see this and you know this and you observe yourself. So sometimes I feel like what I learn is more from myself and seeing what's going on with me and allowing myself to see the bigger picture, that there is no difference between, you know, drinking, you know, addiction with drinking, alcohol, you know, sex, you know, gaming, whatever it is. So did that answer the question? I'm sorry.
No, it definitely does, because I know that once people, you know, either get back on drugs or back towards that addiction, you know, they go into that relapse. How hard is it to come back out of that relapse? Is it basically like starting all over? I mean, how difficult would it be to get back off of these drugs? because I know at sometimes some people go through certain withdrawals or certain things of that nature.
Mm-hmm. Actually, what I've seen is when they have this glimpse of hope, that is where they get insight. When they're freshly back from this cycle of using, that is where it's more impactful and powerful that they could see something. Because we all learn things from our mistakes. And I've seen that is where people realize the truth of what they really are. And that those feelings, you know, I mean, they go through a lot of anger and they look and see that did that alcohol or did that drug really make them feel good? Because they're, you know, they go through a pretty bad withdrawal and sickness. So that is the time I think that they can see more into their habits, and that nothing from the inside of our habits are going to start, you know, to help us feel any better. So once you have that insight of seeing that, a lot of these habits just fall off, and we don't know why. It's just like, I see that it doesn't make sense anymore for me to do this. And it just can be within a nanosecond that they just see that. So that's a real important time of love and compassion and understanding when they're coming on the other side of addiction, when they're coming out of that cycle.
So I guess then after that, I'm not sure how long the process is of the physical withdrawals. Mm-hmm. I guess after that time period, at that point, it's just mental. I'm not too familiar with this, but is that the case?
Well, it can be physical too, depending on what drug or what they've used. You know, certainly if we're talking about addiction with alcohol and drugs right now. But they will see after the physical part, yes, there's absolutely a mental part once they connect the part in their mind of seeing what caused them or what was really behind what happened. And we don't need to ask them that because they know. They see that there was a stressor, there was something in their life that they were going for comfort. But then they see that, you know, this is the crappy part of it is coming out of it and feeling, you know, the way I'm feeling. So that is where it is. It's a mind, body, and it's spiritual, very, very spiritual. And that part of connecting to, you know, mind, thought, and consciousness, it all connects and it comes together. And that's where change happens, where they see something different. And then the relapse, it can be a lot longer before, or even if they ever do, you know, relapse again. It's just, this work is just amazing, and I've seen great things with it, so.
And from everything that you did explain, again, mm-hmm. one of the most important things that I see is that support is definitely needed because this may be a battle that may last a good amount of time. And in some cases, it may be a battle for some people that may last for the rest of their lives.
Yes, that's true. You know, what I've seen, though, Matthew, that with my boys in particular, once I changed and I saw there was a change, they saw change within me, that I didn't look at them anymore as their addiction. I saw beyond that. I saw that they were whole, that they have everything they need just the same as me. And there was this unconditional love that I held back because of anger before, but I'm able now to just love them for what they are. And the more that I've been able to do that and be more of a positive person in their life and not went with that discouragement or, you know, that I'm angry that they did something to me and not taking it personal, they have rose above it faster and less time.
And we're almost out of time, Debbie. If you could please share with the audience, where can they go to really seek out more information for you or sign up for one of your programs?
Okay. Organic Insight, which is my my email is organicinsight@yahoo.com, and that would be organicinsight@yahoo.com, and they can email me. Or there is a place on my website, Matthew, that they can fill out a place, and I'll get back with them, and we'll just have a chat and see if there's, you know, what's going on in their life, if I could be of help with them. And that would be your, Y-O-U-R, organic, O-R-G-A-N-I-C, insight, insight.com.
And we're just about out of time today, but again, Debbie, I thank you very much for coming on air. And again, really speaking on an important topic, as you know, it's a problem throughout the entire country right now.
Absolutely.
It definitely, and I believe your experience can help so many other people out there that are going through this right now. So, again, I thank you very much for joining us today.
Well, thank you so much, and I hope the next segment where we can go into understanding this more and state of mind, and that can make such a difference with people that are struggling. So thank you so much for the opportunity. Love to all.
You're very welcome. And again, to the audience, please go to accglobalmedia.com, and you can get Debbie's future show date over there. And again, please stay posted on our social media on Facebook and Twitter as well. So to everyone out there, I thank you very much for joining us today. And to you as well, Debbie, I thank you very much. You have a wonderful day.
Oh, thank you, Matthew. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye.